up to the job that they did. Because I was learning something that I needed help. They closest thing to clarity. They do such a wonderful job. I give them a lot of credit. Anyway, we are up to Samaches Amid Beis, and we are going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the bottom. Ve'ema nivelo l'pasolo chai v'kwisis. We learned out from Ve'eshes Kranki Sia l'Izzar. We learned Izzar meant having a relationship with a man that she's not allowed to marry. So she becomes permanently banned from Kahuna or for Truma. Question is, how do we know that means even if she lived with someone that's alive to cohabit with? Maybe she lived with a person that's a Croesus to live with. How do we know to include Chai V'Lavin? The Torah expresses the woman who lives with a man she's not allowed to marry with the word kisiya. She has the ability of marriage. Hanach de izbu havaya. Those that have the ability of kedushin. Now, we learned this yesterday. And it's interesting, Rashi says, because it uses the word for bia, kisiya, is a raya that... It's a raya that it means people that could have kedushin. Just want to point something out, and I don't want to confuse people. The Gemara does not have a havamina that only marriage would make her forbidden for kahuna and truma. What would the Torah says kisiya leizar? Maybe if she has a marriage to someone she's not allowed to marry. How about if she lives out of wedlock with someone she's not allowed to marry? The Gemara never entertains that as a havamina, because the Gemara knows clearly that it's not marriage that makes her prohibited. It's the act of relationship that makes her prohibited. And the fact that the Torah, because it's marriage, if she never consummates the marriage and never does anything with it, there's no relationship, there's no iser. So obviously the Torah wants, Torah is saying it's the relationship that makes her puzzle. And therefore the question of the Gemara is, so why does it say kisiya? To tell me that even that woman, that even if the marriage, even if she lives with a man whose marriage would be valid, although illegal, she becomes pasul to kahuna. That is what the Gemara say. Fact the Gemara. Now, the next Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn. Fact the Gemara. Ihachi, oivdev gechavim ve'eved lo livsalu. So if she lives with an Eved, Kechavim, and Eved, who don't have the ability to have Kedushin, she should not become Pasul. The Torah only says she lives with a man who has the ability to make Kedushin illegally. Mashma, if it's with a man that doesn't have the ability to make Kedushin, maybe she doesn't become Pasul. Now, even though you would say logically it's worse, she can't even do Kedushin, who says? Maybe the Torah said, she lives with a man she's not allowed to marry who could marry her. That's when she becomes pasul. Now Rashi learns that the Gemara could have said, maybe Chai V'Krisus doesn't pasul her because he can't make Kedushin. Meaning the Gemara could have said, Ihaki, if it's built on Kisiya, maybe Chai V'Krisus should also not pasul her because they can't have Kedushin. Now Tosfos says that he can't say that. Chai V'Krisus is worse than Chai V'Lavin. We would never to say that Chai V'Lavin pasul her and Chai V'Krisus don't. Only Eved Echavim V'Eved, which is alive, but doesn't have the ability of Kedushin, that's what the Gemara is asking for. But Rashi learned that Enoch Inami, the Gemara could have asked, Ihachi Chai V'Krisus, Nami Lo Lev Salu. That's how Rashi learned it. And for the Gemara.
But again, according to this, Lo Lev Salu by Echavim V'Eved, so how about out of where...
She becomes pasul. It's if she has a relationship with a man that she could have kedusha with. That's what the pasuk says.
Oh,
so you can't marry a guy
out of wedlock with a yid
who's pasul to marry her, who's a chai v'lavin.
Out of wedlock.
Who's a chai v'lavin to marry her, a mamzer. She lives with a man whose kedusha would be valid. Right?
No, I'm saying out of wedlock to a Jew.
A regular yid?
Yeah.
A regular yid's not Bafto. He's not an Azar.
But it's out of wedlock.
So who cares? It's not who says that. Where is that? Where is that? Where is that an Isser? Why is that illegitimate? That's not Izar. What does Izar mean?
That's not the situation, but the...
Izar means a person she's not allowed to marry. That's what the words mean. That's what we're saying the word Izar means.
It's
not coin. No. We learned that that's an extra pasuk. We went through a whole oven. That this is an extra pasuk, and therefore it's not going on not a kayin, because that we know already. So it's going on a person she's not allowed to marry. That's what we said the pshat and bat kayin kisil Izar is. Right? Because a regular Yisroel, we learned out from Chazar LaYechobai, which it says two times. One for the Tsar, one for his wife. So we know that. So why did the Torah say Bas Kayin Kisiel is Tsar? To tell me if she has a relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry. Tsar meaning someone she's not allowed to marry. It's like the Gemara, maybe that means only Chayve Krisis. And for the Gemara, it uses the word kisiya to tell me someone who's capable of kedushin even though it's illegal. In fact, the Gemara saw a guy and an eved who are not capable of kedushin are not included in this pasuk because it says kisiya. So how do I know if they live with a woman, she becomes usher for kohuna and truma? That's the Gemara's kasha. Comes along Rashi and says the Gemara could have asked about any chai v'krisis. Because since she, Chai Bekrisis also can't do Kedushin, so they're not included in the Pasuk Kisiya. So therefore the Gemara could have said, once you're telling me it has to be a man that's capable of Kedushin, right, you learn that out from Kisiya, so even Chai Bekrisis should not passel the woman from eating Truma. That's how Rashi says the Gemara could have asked. Titus rejects that. Taisus says Kisiya is not to exclude Chai Bekrisis. That's worse than Chai Bilavin. If Chai Bilavin banned her from Truma and Kahuna, for sure Chai Bekrisis. Chai Bekrisis is a Lav plus. It's a Lav plus. Every Chai Bekrisis has a Lav plus a punishment of Karas. So how could you tell me that Chai Bekrisis would not ban her from Truma and Kahuna? Therefore, Taisus says the Gemara knew that Chai Bekrisis is included. The Gemara is only interested in a guy and an Evet, which is only a Chai V'Lavin, but a Chai V'Lavin that can't have Kedushin. So the only way we knew Chai V'Lavin is in the word Kisiya. I mean, Chacham and Evet can't have Kisiya. So how do I know that there be apostles of the woman? So according to Taisus, the question is geared only to Naivik Chacham and Evet, because a Chai V'Krisis would apostle her. We would know that. No Havamina. It's a Lav plus. It's the same law, but she can't have Kedushin because it's more Chumrah. A guy in an Eved is not because of the Chumrah. It's not because a guy in an Eved is worse than a Mamzer. It's not. It's no, they're not in the parish of Kedushin.
Yeah, but if a Gemara
ever marries a woman, is that,
does not,
she is, but the Gemara says, how do I know it? If the source is Kisiya, how do I know it? The Gemara is going to bring another Pasuk.
Does that marriage work?
No, it's invalid. A guy or an Eved Kanani cannot have Kedushin. Not because of the severity of the Isser. They're not any more severe than a Mamzer. But because they're not in the parsha of marriage. They're not Jews that they should be able to marry. So the Torah says, a woman who has a relationship with a man that she's not allowed to marry, but could be valid. That's the one that becomes Usser and Truma. So Rashi says, even Chai V'Krisis wouldn't be included. Taisus says no, Chai V'Krisis would be included because that's more severe, not because they're not in the parish of marriage. But if Chacham B'Evet are not in the parish of marriage, how do I know that they pasul? So the Gemara is going to bring another pasuk. All I'm pointing out is in the question, there's an argument, Rashi and Taisus, whether the question included Chai V'Krisis or was only an Chacham B'Evet.
Is that called a
Kalb
Timer, though?
It's not. See, that Taisus says it's not called the Kalb Timer. Taisa says that it's not Kal V'Chaimer. It's because if the kid is a mamzer, there's no way to say that she doesn't become possible to be a. By Kal V'Krisis, the kid's a mamzer. That's a severity. How could you say the kid's a mamzer and she's going to marry a kayan? It's like impossible, Taisa says. Let's do Rashi.
Yeah, but if a kayan creates a chavo,
he doesn't become a chol.
Oh, what do we see? So we see that just because a person did it is possible.
Yeah, but the Gemara says clearly in Masechtas Kedushin that Ayin Hayman Beis Tosfos says that any woman that a relationship creates a mamzer is automatically possible through the Biyah. The Gemara brings the Sukkah for it. For sure, as designer, yeah. Look, Tysus. Look, Rashi. Ihachi. Top wide line. First wide line. Eimikra, Dafka, B'nai, Kedushin, Akut. For Eivet, Kacham, V'Evet, Le'Pasli. And in Eivet, Kacham, V'Evet, should not pasli. Look, Rashi. V'hu adin, the Matsi, Nami, Le'Meimar. The truth is, we could say, Chai, V'Krisis, Le'Lipsalum. Elo, Mishum, Da'iribu, Le'el. We were talking about Guy and Evet before. The Kani Kusi, Hai, No, Evet, Kachavim. Right? There's a guy that we mentioned before, and Evan's mentioned in the Mishnah later, so that's why we mentioned those two. That the question could have been asked by every Chai Mekrisis. This is Rashi's opinion, which Tysus disagrees with. Evan Kanani less like Kedushin, how do I know that? We learn out that an Evan Kanani has the rights of marriage of a donkey. I have a kachavim less like kedushin. I mean an aishas re'eyu prat le'aishas. What does the Bach say? I have a kachavim. U'b'shiltus rabachoy yalof lami the tanner of Chananya. Be'ulas ba'u yesh lahem. Marriage can only be accomplished by them by living with someone. They don't have any other way of acquisition. Midiakwin ilai. So you would think maybe they can live with a Jewish girl and acquire her. The Gabi Yisrael makish avayis ladonim. The Torah compares the three ways of marriage. Kedushin, Zabezim, and Aleph. Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. Man, the Islay, Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, Islay, Ba, Kedushin, Biyah. In order to be able to acquire with living, it has to be a woman that's eligible to be acquired with a Kesef, Shtar. Avayim, Kacham, the Leslay, Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, Leslay, Kedushin, Biyah, to a Jewish girl. Period. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Hanach Pasli mit Rabbi Shmuel, from Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. The Amar Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin lo'ayvi kechavim, ve'evet shabar bat Yisrael, v'al kehenes, u'leviyah, shepasluwa. How do I know that a guy or an evan who lives with a Jewish girl, whether she's the Israelis, leviyah, and kehenes, she passels her for truma, for kahuna, and for truma, shenemar u'bas kayen kisiyah avana grusha. Bas kayen, becomes widowed or divorced. So it says, Pasuk says, Veshavah beisavia kinureha, Melechem avia taicha. Now, Tysus speaks out, and this is the way to understand the Gemara. Why did it have to say both Amana and Grusha? Just say, if she gets divorced, she goes back to her father's house. Obviously, if a divorcee can go back to her father's house, for sure a widow. Why would a widow be worse than a divorcee? So tell me, Mishi Eshli Almanas V'Gera Shabbat. It's only a woman that's capable of becoming a legal widow or divorcee. Yatsa Ayvik Chum V'Evan, She'enloy Almanas V'Gera Shabbat. That a woman who had a relationship with a man that is incapable of divorcing her or qualifying her as a widow because the marriage was never a marriage, she would never go back to her father's house, meaning living with that kind of a man would ban her in truma. So that extra pasuk of amana, that's not necessary, is to tell me which kind of a woman can go back home. A woman who's married to a man who creates widowhood with his death or divorce with a get. Now, but a guy in an eved, who someone who lives with them is never a widow or a divorcee, would not go back. Now, Ari, Achai Be'Lavim, that is a different pasuk that disqualifies her. This pasuk is disqualifying people that can't have Kedushin. According to Rashi, this pasuk disqualifies Chai Be'Krisis as well. They can't have Kedushin, so therefore they don't create widowhood or divorceehood, and therefore she cannot go back any truma because she had a relationship with a man like that.
So any erva would be included.
Correct. Any Chai Be'Krisis. That's what Erva means.
Right, so we don't have to go back to the original topic.
So according to Rashi, Kisiyah is only for Chai Be'Lavim, and this pasuk includes Erva and Ayvik Echav Menevin. According to Tysus, Chai Be'Krisis is included in the same place as Chai Be'Lavim.
So what does Tysus do with Kisiyah Le'Izdar?
He learns Kisiyah to include even Chai Be'Lavim.
Am I regretting?
Hold on a second. I'm middle of talking to somebody. We'll get to you 1 second, Ramesh.
Did Kisiya twice, also?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Kisiya Managrusha.
Yeah, and then it says Kisiya. Before it says Kisiya Lizar.
The Kisiya Lizar is talking about marriage. Kisiya Managrusha is talking about post marriage.
So that's talking about Rigli Straw then?
I lost you.
Kisiya Lizar.
But it's to include that if she lives with a Chayvei Lavin, she becomes pasul for Truma and Kahuna.
And I can't learn that from the second one?
No, but she is an Amana and Grusha. She's a very legal Amana and Grusha. Very legitimate Amana and Grusha. The marriage was Chal. The second pasuk is saying, excluding a woman that's not an Amana. That means the marriage was not a marriage. Chayvei Lavin, the marriage was a marriage. A woman that marries a mamzer and he dies, she's an amana. If he divorces her, she's a grusha. A woman that marries an eved, if he dies, she's not an amana. And if he divorces her, she's not a grusha. She never was married. Now, according to Rashi, Chayvei Kris is going to the second pasuk. Because the marriage was never a marriage. And to Rashi, the word Kisiya Lizar meant the marriage was a marriage. And Kisiya Managrusha means the marriage was not a marriage. But according to Taisus, Chayvei Krisus is included in the first pasuk. That never bothered us. It's only Ayvei Kachavim Ve'eved that I need the second pasuk for. It's academic, the argument, but it's an academic argument. Yes, Ramesha.
The fear of going back to her father's house is because of Truma and Kahuna. Is it a literal thing? In other words, if she has no place else to go, is she allowed to go back to her father's house?
It has nothing to do with literal thing. It's just a way of saying she goes back to her previous status. It's how the Torah expresses it.
Okay.
She can live in her own apartment. She can live in a different city.
She can live in a different father's house.
Sorry?
If she can't go back, if it's not an Amana or Grusha, can she go
back? You live anyway. You can have a stranger live in your house. It's a halakhic status. It's not a physical allowance to move back home. It's the way the Torah expresses her revert, that her halakhic status reverts to what it was as a girl.
A Kohen is allowed to give a truma to his avadim, right?
Correct.
So can she, is there any way she can change her status to a shivcha?
No, she's a Jewish girl. She can't become a shivcha knanis. An evidently doesn't eat truma.
Evidently does not, okay.
The knani eats truma.
Okay, I didn't know that. Or I forgot. Thank you.
Just Chayvei Lavin. And the second pasuk includes anybody that can't have kedushin, which is Chayvei Krisus and Ayvei Kachavim and Eved. Let's go back to Rashi. Umishani, that's where we're up to Rashi. Pasul Midrab Yechidim. That the reason that Ayvei Kachavim and Eved pasuls a woman is because of Rabbi Yechidim's Rashi. And Rashi says that same pasuk of Reb Yechidin will teach me Chayvei Krisus. Period. Now, Rashi now brings a second shot that he will reject. That's that long Rashi.
The Ista Mefarshi.
I guess your edition must have taken it out. The Ista Mefarshi. There's those that explain. That the Gemara never entertained. There's a whole new chat in the Gemara. The way we learned was, the Gemara's question was, maybe only Chayvei Krisus, not Chayvei Lavin. And the Gemara answered, no, Kisiya means only Chayvei Lavin. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. The other chat says that the Gemara is bothered when we listed the people who lived with this woman that passed her, in the original Brisa, it said, Where's the original brisa? Ben tes shanim ger amayni mayavi mitzri adaimi kusi nasin chol umamzer. The Amud Aleph. We listed a whole bunch of people. Not one is a chayv krisus. So according to this second shot, the Gemara's question is, why isn't chayv krisus mentioned? When you list all the women, all the people that this woman cohabits with, that bans her from truma, we only list the chayv elavim. The whole list. Amayni, mayavi, mitzri, adaimi, nasin, kusi, all mamzer, they're all chayv elavim. But this is the Gemara's. I'm really Rashi. The Gemara's question is, why doesn't it mention Chayav Krisus? That's how Rashi's second shot learns our Gemara. Ihachi, when the Gemara says Ve'im Nivelo Chayav Krisus, the Gemara means to say, why doesn't it mention Chayav Krisus in that list? Right. Zuck the Gemara. That's the way the Is the Mefarshi learned. Means my shna the loytonu lulil. Why isn't it mentioned? Well, mishani kibit kisiyaksev. The pasuk says siya. But the afkar rachmana lebiila b'loshin havaya. Since the Torah said the word bia using the word havaya, which is kedushin, loypasal mitruma ella bar kedushi dafka. The bnei havaya lafuki chay v'krisus the la bnei havaya nino. That we're saying that the pasuk said kisiya to tell me that if she lives with a chayv krisus, she's kosher l'truma. Only if she lives with a chayv lavan is she pasul l'truma. But if she lives with a chayv krisus, she's like a kosher l'kuna. That's how that Isma Mefarshi learns this Gemara. That means according to the Isma Mefarshi, there's a reason the Braisa left out chayv krisus. Because the halacha is not true by chayv krisus. I know it's counterintuitive, but that's how the Isma Mefarshi learned the Gemara. That the Gemara is asking in that whole list. It says guy, it says Eved, it says guy, it doesn't say Eved, it says guy, it says Kuti. Where is chayv krisus? And for the Gemara, you know what? Chayv krisus is kosher for kuna and truma, and chayv krisus does not ban her from kuna and truma. And that's why the Torah is a kisiyah, to tell me only if she lives with a chayv lavan, not if she lives with a chayv krisus. So the Gemara says, how about Evan ben Evan? They're not chayv krisus, and they're not avaya. So the Gemara, they have their own pasuk. But Enochinam, a chayv krisus at the end of the Gemara, according to this Mefarshi, does not ban a woman from truma. Not like the Gemara before. Not like the first shot. She's not a Zayda. She's nothing. She's Mutal Lakuna Utruma. That's what the Isma Mefarshi say. The Trashi. Utsvilu Pekashili Begabatuba. I have many questions. Chadit Namipere Dalad Achim. Imayikanis Nipslum Utruma Biyatesis Yesh. The Mishnah said in the third perek that when they swapped wives by mistake, if they're kahanas, they can never stay married to their husbands. What do you mean? It's chayv krisus. It's not chayv lavan. Why chayv chaymer? Chayv lavan possibly chayv krisus like kolshkein. The possibly? How could you say chayv krisus doesn't possible and chayv lavan possible? Doesn't make any sense. V'yayin, I mean about Sura Yochson, the kain abal ha'chayser as the zayna. Kayin who lives with his sister, she's a Zayna, but even the Zayna, the Lassa Paslasa. Obviously, she can't marry a Kayin. That's how you. Levia Shanishmas, or Shaniva Labilisnus, a Levia that gets captured or lives a Bilisnus, Zayna La Meiser. She can still have Meiser, very jealous. Levia in Abatrumal and Kainas Loy, but a Kainas cannot. So it says Beferish that a Zayna can't. Vayna Tamba Masnisa, Mamzer Paisul Lamacho. Right? It says a Mamzer can passel his grandmother if she's a Bas Kayin, if she's an offspring of him, and he can feed his grandmother if she's a Bas Yisrael L'Kayin. If you're going to tell me Chayv Krisus, it has to be a grandmother, because a son of Mamzer would never be able to feed his mother. Now, why not? If it's Chayv Krisus, a brother lives with a sister, they have a kid, he's a Kayin, the kid can feed his mother. because she doesn't become possible the truma b'chai v'krisis. El b'chai v'krisis lo pasul b'biyasam, mishkakas ha'damam z'paisu ha'machu ha'simoy. Ketzat bas kain shemor le'alchiyam ima. Her maternal mother lived with her, Bu Yisroel, v'yoldu le'ben, paisu manat truma. Bas Yisroel shemor le'alchiyam ima kain, and a bas Yisroel whose maternal brother Akayan lives with her, v'yoldu le'ben ha'damam z'machila. So Rashi, for multiple reasons, rejects the istam of Rashi. There's no way you can say, Rashi says, that at the end of the day, a woman lives with chai v'krisis and she's still motil the truma. It's impossible. And he brings multiple rayas. So therefore he goes back to his first shot, that the Gemara said, maybe it only means chai v'krisis, and the Gemara's answer means, it means chai v'lavin. And chai v'krisis we know from the next pasuk, from Kisi Amanu Grusha. That's the way Rashi learned.
But yeah, according to the first shot, I would only know
Chai
V'lavin, right?
But I need a second pasuk. But the second pasuk tells me Chai V'krisis.
But does Lahava mean that only Lavin and not Krisis?
No. There's, we know that's not true. We just want to know the source.
No. When the Gemara asked a question by maybe only Chai V'lavin.
The Gemara never asked that.
No.
The Gemara never asked that.
No, we said, according to Rashi's first shot,
the Gemara could have said, how do I know? No, we never entertained that as a reality. We're just saying, what is the source?
No. I thought when Remy said it, maybe it was last time.
And we know that it does.
No.
And we know that it does. The Gemara is not entertaining that it didn't be possible, because before we had that a guy does possible. And the Mishnah later on says that it never does pasul. So there was never a real Havamina. We knew the fact that a guy didn't have it pasul. We just want to know, it's from this pasuk, it shouldn't pasul.
And not that, that.
Correct. We never entertained that. So that's how Rashi learns Chai V'krisis. We never entertained that Chai V'krisis shouldn't pasul, but where do we know it from?
Yeah, and so how does that differ
than what Taisa says? Taisa says that we never even would have asked, where do we know Chai V'krisis from? Because the Torah said lav and it meant krisis as well. Is it more severe? It's an academic argument of the source of chai v'krisis. The istam of Farshi and Rashi is saying that the Gemara is saying chai v'krisis don't pasul. And that, what?
Further away from
Taisus, and Rashi says impossible, and he brings multiple proofs that Chai V'krisis is possible.
Yeah, but the proof of Kal V'chomer is just one of six proofs.
He brings it in Mishnah, he brings, oh yes,
I know, yeah.
Multiple, I don't know if it's six, but he brings all
the
proofs.
I don't have that Rashi, so I can't tell you how many there were.
Yeah, but four times there. A, 1, 2, 3, and four.
Nothing. B. It's Samagasmi, it's 68B, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's because you have to class it four times. Right.
You know that? Rashi, big what Rashi.
I know that part, yeah. Okay. Something about Rashi Viter. Shapasluman Atruma, Mishiesh Lamanas, the Garish and Body, Kariba, Bishavo, Basavia. Only one who has Amana and Garrison do I say Vishabo may Sabi Milachum of Yotaycho, but Loy Maivikachum Vavet, not from a guy or an Evet. Back to the Gemara. Third line from the top, 69A, Samach Tasam and Aleph. One. Ask, I hope it's one. Ask you Chan Kehenes. That tells me a Kehenes, because it says, Ubat Kayin, Kisiya Amana Grusha. Levi of Yisraelis, we know him. How do I know a Levi of Yisraelis that live with an Ivan Kachavim and Evet get passled? Zuck to Gemara, Kedamar Abab Amarab, Bas Ubas, the extra Vav, we had it before. Chanami Bas Ubas. Kaman Kerbekiva, the Darish Vavi. That only works according to Kerbekiva, the Darish and Vav. But there's a Mount Yaman that doesn't Darish and Vav. So how does he know? And a Yavia Yisraelis that have a relationship with a guy. Right. We had the same question when we did Bas Kain Kisiya Lizar. And the Gemara gives the same answer. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Kulu Bas Kwa Yisayruhu. The whole word Bas is extra. Because it's talking about a woman, it could have just said, V'chisiya Manu Grusha. What does it have to say? Batskayin is the Abona Grusha. We're talking about Batskayin. Could have just said, and when she becomes. Tell me, Bat is the Darshan, even Levi of Israelis. Rashi. Amaris Kahed is the possible Evan. Kulo Batskayin Yisera, the Ksibakwad Lamine Batskayin. Amaris the Mixed Abba Sreya, the Chisi Abona Grusha. Could have just written Abona Ksiya Grusha. Okay. Now I want to explain the next Gemara's question. Let me try to explain something, give a background to understand the next Gemara's question. In one way, in our minds, we view a woman who lives with a guy or an Eved worse than a woman that lives with other Chai Velav. A guy, an Eved, he's not even a Jew. But in another way, it's less, it's less puzzling. I'll explain why. If a woman lives with an animal, right? A woman lives with an animal, she doesn't become pasul lekuna. We had that earlier in the Masechta. We don't view that as a relationship that pasul or tekuna. The physical relationship took place, but in our mind, that's not called a relationship. In a certain aspect, Gayim are not animals. And Avadim are not animals. I'm not saying that in any way, fashion, or form. But the kid is not Meyuchas. The kid and the father, the Eved Chachamim and Eved, have no relationship. If a guy lives with a Jewish girl and they have a kid, the kid is the girl's kid, it's not the father's kid. Because it's a Jew and he's a guy. So in a certain sense, a guy's kid is like having no kids, as far as the guy is concerned. So maybe the pasuk is saying as follows. A woman that becomes a widow or a divorcee, and she has no kids, goes home to eat truma. But if she lived with a man who she doesn't make her a dambana and grusha, a guy or an eved, and she has no, even if she has kids, she goes back. Because we don't view it as the guy's kid. Let me try to explain. The woman marries a Yisrael, and Batskayin marries a Yisrael, and he dies and she has kids. She doesn't go back. Why doesn't she go back? Because she's considered tied to her husband. Through her offspring, she's still considered to be, quote-unquote, married to the Yisrael. She's not married to him. He's dead. He divorced her. But she has kids from him. The kids maintain the connection whether she's divorced or I'm on them. There's a connection that we can't ignore. Because the kids are his kids. They're his offspring from her. So you can't deny that bond that once existed that still has whatever word you want to call left. There's something left through the children. How about if the children have no reflection of their father? They have no connection to their father. Halachically. That's the Gemara Kasha. Maybe the Pasuk is telling me that when she lives in Rabbi Chaim Be'evet, even if she has children, she can go back. When she's an Ambonei Grusha, then it depends if she has children or if she doesn't have children. She has no children. She goes back. She has children. She doesn't go back. But if she lives with a person that doesn't make her an Ambonei Grusha, maybe if she has children, she goes back. They're not her husband's children. It doesn't create a connection. It's as if she doesn't have children from him.
Children
from him. Halachically, they're not his children.
So it says they've
been creases then. According to Rashi, the same kasha would be by Chayv Creases. Wow. It's not true, because the Chayv Creases does have connection to his father. It is his son. It's a mamzer, but it's still his son. He yarshens his father.
Yeah?
Yeah, a mamzer yarshens his father.
Mary, a sister, had a kid.
The kid, Yarshan's his dad. So the Gemara's kasha is, maybe the pasuk is coming to tell me a kula by a guy, not a chumra that he asks her from kuna and truma. a cooler that even if she has kids from him, it doesn't affect her status of going back home because they're not his children. A woman that he has a legal relationship with that creates widowhood and divorceehood. So then it depends if she has children. But somebody that does have somebody who doesn't have a relationship, maybe even children from him wouldn't affect anything because they're not his children. She has children from no man, so to speak. Biologically, they're his children. Halachically, they're not. And maybe the Torah is revealing to me that if they're not his children, she can go back. Correct. That's the Havamina. That's why she's stressing. She had a relationship with an animal, much worse than with a human. An animal. But there's no children. If theoretically she could have children from an animal, it wouldn't be considered children from anybody. So in a certain sense, the Avigachom V'Evet, since they have no relationship to their offspring from her, they're like a behemoth.
I hope it's not recorded.
It is recorded. And for the Gemara, in Cain, if that were the case, Rabuya Leviya of Israelis family, why would the Torah include a Leviya of Israelis? Why would the Torah say, if the whole reason is to allow her to go back to her father, that's only true by a Bas Kayin, and Leviya doesn't go back to her father, Israelis doesn't go back to her father, if it's coming to tell me she can never eat Truma in her life again, and she can never marry a Kayin again, because she has no almanas for Gerishin, so we have to include a Leviya Yisrael. But if it's coming to give a heter for the Bas Kayin to go back to her father's house, that's only Bas Kayin. Leviya doesn't go back to her father's house. Yisrael doesn't go back to her father's house. What are we including her for? A heter? There's no heter for her. Is there? According to this Havamina, the Pasuk is not telling me an Isser. It's telling me a heter. So obviously, the Pasuk must be coming to ban something, not to allow something. From the extra word Ubas, we included Leviya v'Yisraelis. To what? That she can go back and eat Truma if she has kids from an Eved Chachamim? Go back to where? She's a Leviya. She's the Yisraelis.
First, we learned that it was allowed.
That means the Torah is saying that once a Leviya Yisraelis cohibits with a guy or an Eved, she can never marry a Kayin or eat Truma in her life. Rashi. Im Kain the High Kual Kulik Siv. Lashmina the Zeret Eved Chachamim v'Eved Leipasol. It's coming to tell me that the kids of an Eved Chachamim and Eved don't pass them. Rebuya the Viv Yisrael and Zuxib, they love it. The Zuxib of Bas Kwa Yisera. It's an extra pasuk. Hashtik Ehen is Guf Lashmina the Loi Mifsil the Zeret Eved Chachamim and Eved. She doesn't become pasul. Even though she's a Kehen, that's the Viv Yisrael is Viboi. V'i Lashmina, the Mishi Yeshla Amonas Agerish and Afilochi Kisla Zeret Minei Leisecho. If it's to tell me that if she has children from a husband that she is a widow from, she can't go back. Okay, let me explain what Rashi is going to do now. Rashi has a question. Okay, I don't want to confuse anybody. It's a very technical Gemara. Let's just set up what we said. There's no reason to include a Leviya Yisraelis to give a heter. They're not going back anywhere. Now, Rashi, maybe we're including Leviya of Israelis for the following thing. A Leviya of Israelis married a Kayan. He died or divorced her, and she has an offspring, a Kayan. She eats Truma. She eats Truma because of her offspring. Right? Because she's considered still bound to the Kayan somewhat. Her kids, the Kayan, Vilid Beisai, Hem Yechlu Malachmai, they can feed her. Now, what if she went and married a Yisrael? She has kids from a Kayan, and she married a Yisrael. Right? Sorry? Perfectly legal. But she can't eat chum anymore. She can't eat chum anymore. Right? What if she had kids from that Yisrael? So now she has kids from the Kayin, first husband, and kids from the Yisrael, second husband.
Therefore,
and then the second husband died. She can't eat chumah. Because since her bond to the second husband is after the bond to her first husband, as long as they can, let me try to explain this. This is an interesting halacha. The lady married a Kayin and had a kid. Her husband died. She can eat chumah. She married a Yisrael. She has to stop eating chumah. She has a kid. Her husband died. She has a kid of Kayin and she has a kid of Yisrael. The halacha is she can't eat chumah. She cannot eat chumah from her kid of Kayin if she has a kid from Yisrael also. She can only eat chumah from the kid of Kayin if that's her only offspring. If she has offspring from another husband, she no longer can eat chumah because of the kid of Kayin.
Once she married Yisrael, she can't eat chumah.
But now the Yisrael died. Let's say the Yisrael will die without any kids.
That's what we're talking about.
She goes right back and eats chumah.
Yeah?
Well, she was married to a Kayin. She had a kid.
She had kids. And she married Yisrael.
And he died without kids.
That's right.
She goes back and eats chumah.
No.
Yes, she does.
Really?
She has a kid of Kayin.
But I thought that was the breakage. Once she married Yisrael...
That makes a difference. She goes right back. She has a kid of Kayin. You live based on him,
Yachidu Malachim. Even if she had a kid from Yisrael, what would make a difference?
Because once she has a kid from Yisrael, you can't say that the Kayin should feed his mother because she has a kid from Yisrael
no,
also.
But there's still shyness a little bit.
Doesn't make a difference. That's what the Mishnah said. If she has a kid from both, she cannot.
Wait, even if
she's
married,
what is the I don't think it makes a difference. I don't know, think it makes a difference. It's a Mishnah later on.
Why would it be the second one?
And we'll see when we get to the Mishnah. Some of the Testament days, I don't want to, if I remember correctly, it doesn't make a difference. So Krashi, maybe that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me, Levi of Israelis. To tell me the Levi of Israelis who eats because of her son, right, and then has kids from her second husband, cannot go back to eat truma because of her kid. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling me. Zok Rashi. The imushum lashmina, the mishyesh la almon is a garrison. Afilu hachi ki zara isla zara mine le seichel. That she can't eat when she has kids. Vitzuk la mesa the view of Israel is a chelis of a truma beshobana. She eats truma because of her kid, Kayin. The chinase le zar, when she marries a zar, vehei le zara mimenu, and she has kids from him. That I don't need a pasuk for. The kibun the kahenas gufa mipsul the mizari yisrael mitruma the beinasha. A kahenas that has a kid from Yisrael doesn't go back. Kochke Yisraelis achelus mishuva no cannot go back. Elavadai ki rabbi kol the Yisraelis v'hachi rabbi. The Torah must have included it. She mechelus mishuva no v'nivul alay v'kachav ve'eved. Avila ein lezera nifsula. The loy nafkala mikahenas. We don't learn that out from kahenas. Does that mean the el kahenas either kadosh gufa? Kahenas can be pasul because she's intrinsically kadosh. Leviv Israelis is not as kadosh, so maybe she doesn't become pasul. So that's why I need a Leviv Israelis to tell me that she becomes pasul. So Rashi says to tell me that the Yisrael kid keeps her from going eating chuma. That I don't have to tell me. A Yisrael kid keeps his mother Bat Kayin from eating chuma. So for sure he keeps his mother Bat Yisrael from eating chuma. So the chiddush must be that a Goyin and Evan who live with a Bat Yisrael or a Levia, after her from chuma and kahuna forever. So to review what we have till now, we have two psukim. One pasuk is the source that if she lives with Chayvei Lavin, she becomes banned from Truma and Kuhuna forever. That pasuk is about Koyin Kisir Le'izor. And one pasuk is to tell me Goy and Eved, that if she lives with them, she becomes Truma forever, because the pasuk only allows her to go home if she has living with a person who makes her a widow or a divorcee. Not if she lives with a person who doesn't have the ability of widowhood and divorceehood. That is the drasha. Chayvei Krisis, Rashi learns fits into the second pasuk, and Tysus learns fits into the first pasuk. It's an academic question. That's what we had till now. But that's because we are assuming that the first pasuk that says kisiya only includes chai v'lav and not a goyin and eved. How about if I hold kedushin is not typhus b'chai v'lav? I hold like a Akiva that every iser kedushin is not typhus. Any illegal marriage is not valid.
It was just asked yesterday.
Right.
The problem is, first of all, asked in Yossi.
Rabbi Cohn asked this yesterday. So according to him, kisiya doesn't mean valid marriage. There is no valid marriage with a woman, with a man you're not allowed to marry. So kisiya must mean kohibit. No difference whether it's a guy or a mamzer. Neither is valid. According to Bekiva, there's no difference between a Jewish girl who marries a mamzer or a Jewish girl who marries a guy. Neither has a valid marriage. So kisiya can't mean she has a relationship with a man who can she have a valid marriage with. There's no such thing. It means everything. So that I don't need the second pasuk. So what does he need the second pasuk for? So according to Bekiva, our whole discussion would not have to take place. Because kisiya would have told me any woman who can't have a relationship with a man that she cannot marry. And we wouldn't say she can't marry legally, but it's valid from the word siya. Because there's no such thing. According to Bekiva, there doesn't exist a case of a woman who can marry somebody illegally and it's valid. If it's illegal, it's invalid. So he has to learn siya means cohibit.
Rabbi, what about a halala? She cannot eat truma, right?
Correct.
But her son can.
We cannot.
The ben chalala from the Kohen, a grusha.
He's a chalala.
Oh, he's a chalala. Okay.
He's gone. He cannot eat truma.
So he doesn't have that same connection.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, that's why, you know, there's a genetic test that 98% of people who classify themselves as Kohanim have a certain gene that shows that they descend from the same person. The Maranachai. But it cannot be used to prove anything because it's possible that a Kain is a cholo and he still has that gene. Descending from Aaron does not prove kashrus. It proves that he's a descendant from Aaron. But if his mother was a grusha, he's not a Kain anyway, even though he has that gene. So it is true, they say 98%, in fact, the Goyim, who never believed that Judaism was a real thing, they felt it was tribes, nothing to do with each other, were blown away by the fact that whether it was a Kayan in Africa, or a Kayan in Australia, or a Kayan in North America, they all had that same gene, that they descend from the same one. Perhaps it's not a Kiddush, obviously.
What's the Gaya? It's not
a Gaya anything, because we don't use genes as a proof. But it's just an interesting tidbit.
No,
what's
the, is that why when a person says that he's a
Kayan? We believe him because why not? We're not letting him eat truma. Person comes in and says he's a Kayan. What do we wait to give him? Let him have reason.
Covered?
Ah, people love covered. You feel covered every time you get reason? First Aliyah. What?
Yeah, I'll
take a quick stroke. Not Greenwald. You didn't bring Greenwald into the picture. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Class today, Dave Lippins told me, anytime you get Aliyah, first Aliyah, say.
It didn't stop. I wonder if it never started.